although he's only fathered one daughter, albeit he's had three different life's mates, he did father the meme. Now, listen, I want to give honor where honor's due here, because people always tell us about how these scientists have given us so much, and we enjoy the cars and the airplanes, and we enjoy the smartphone, and then we have the gall to deny their science religion. Well, let me point out to you that these apostles of sci-fi religion, they didn't give us the technology that we have. If you actually look at the achievements, the scientific achievements of Richard Dawkins, Michio Kaku, Stephen Hawking, you'll find that they are nil. But look, I have to give Richard Dawkins credit for one major achievement. You know, I'm going to be balanced up here. Because this guy did contribute something. Okay, you know how when you're on Facebook, there are these things called memes. Who knows what I'm talking about? Listen to me. Don't tell me that evolutionary biologists don't invent anything. Don't tell me that we do not benefit as humanity from these scientists such as quantum physicists, theoretical astrophysicists, and evolutionary biologists. Oh, no, these guys are bringing something to the table. Did you know that Richard Dawkins came up with that word meme? The word that we've all wondered how to pronounce our whole lives? Is it mem? Is it meme? Is it may-may, me-me? You know, nobody knows how to pronounce it. You know, couldn't you have come up with something where people would just know how to pronounce it, Richard Dawkins? But no, he came up with that term meme. So he is someone who's contributed to our quality of life. Listen to this. This is from Wikipedia. Fathering the meme is what this section on Wikipedia is called. So this guy is surviving. He is propagating his gene pool more than just through that one daughter, because he fathered the meme. Dawkins coined the word meme, the behavioral equivalent of a gene, as a way to encourage readers to think about how Darwinian principles might be extended beyond the realm of genes. Get it? Meme, gene? Because memes are not always copied perfectly. Don't you hate that? They might become refined, combined, or otherwise modified with other ideas. This results in new memes, which may themselves prove more or less efficient replicators than their predecessors. I'm sorry, I got to get out the Dr. Spergel glasses. Thus providing a framework for a hypothesis of cultural evolution based on memes. A notion that is analogous to the theory of biological evolution based on genes. So basically what he's saying is, you know, yeah, evolution. Haven't you seen how memes evolve? Hello, memes evolve. Well, guess what? So does everything else. And if we could just get people to see how memes evolve, maybe they'll understand that everything else evolved. Now, although Dawkins invented the term meme, he's not claimed that the idea was entirely novel. There have been other expressions for similar ideas in the past. Now, the popularization of these things led to the emergence of a new field called memetics. I mean, you've heard of genetics. Well, now there's a new field called memetics. A field from which Dawkins has distanced himself. Hey, so memetics is the bastard son of Richard Dawkins. He gave birth to a whole branch of science and he won't even claim it as his own. Come on, own it, Richard Dawkins. Be proud of it. A whole branch of science. You came up with it. He's like, whoa, no, I don't want anything to do with, you know, all those memes on Facebook. I don't want to be associated. You know, those memes are evolving, my friend. Case closed. James Gleick describes Dawkins' concept of the meme as his most famous and memorable invention, and that it is far more influential than his selfish genes or his later proselytizing against religiosity. Oh, you think you're going to go down in history, Richard Dawkins, for being against religion? Nope, it's the meme. It's memetics. You coined it, buddy. Own it.